The Iran deal was one of the worst and most one-sided transactions the United States has ever entered into.
Wow.
Frankly, that deal is an embarrassment to the United States.
Whoa.
And I don't think you've heard the last of it. Believe me.
It's mind-blowing. This guy tells more truth than all of Dartmouth.
The entire world understands that the good people of Iran want change. And other than the vast military power of the United States, that Iran's people are what their leaders fear
okay.
the most.
That is hold on. That is so good. It took my breath away. Iran's leaders fear their own people most, other than the vast power of the U.S. military. Wow. That's exactly what they fear. That's right. Oh, I wonder if they were in the audience. I don't know if it matters to them, but truth doesn't matter to the great majority of mankind. It doesn't. One of my sobering understandings of the human condition. Continue, please.
Other than the vast military power of the United States, that Iran's people are what their leaders fear the most. This is what causes the regime to restrict internet access, tear down satellite dishes, shoot unarmed student protesters, and imprison political reformers.
That's correct.
We will stop radical Islamic terrorism because we cannot allow it to tear up our nation and indeed to tear up the entire world.
Did Barack Obama once say the term Islamic terrorism in 8 years? That's another question I have. Next.
We must deny the terrorists safe haven, transit, funding, and any form of support for their vile and sinister ideology. We must drive them out of our nations. It is time to expose and hold responsible those countries who support and finance terror groups like Al-Qaeda, Hezbollah, the Taliban, and others that slaughter innocent people. The United States and our allies are working together throughout the Middle East to crush the loser terrorists and stop the reemergence of safe havens they use to launch attacks on all of our people. Last month, I announced a new strategy for victory in the fight against this evil in Afghanistan. From now on, our security interests will dictate the length and scope of military operations, not arbitrary benchmarks and timetables set up by politicians. I have also totally changed the rules of engagement in our fight against the Taliban and other terrorists.
Also great. Not arbitrary benchmarks and timetables set up by politicians. Our security interests will dictate the length and scope of military operations. And so remember the old question almost all of the media would ask? So what is our exit strategy? Do we have an exit strategy? Folks, you know what? The only exit strategy is generally surrender. That's an exit strategy. It's a fancy word for surrender. We had an exit strategy from Vietnam, unfortunately. Next, please.
The actions of the criminal regime of Bashar al-Assad, including the use of chemical weapons against his own citizens, even innocent children, shock the conscience of every decent person. No society can be safe if banned chemical weapons are allowed to spread. That is why the United States carried out a missile strike on the airbase that launched the attack.
That's great. He is so much better than his critics allow that it's really a statement about them. But, my friends, it's not easy to defend President Trump because the saturation of the country of Trump contempt is so deep that to say you support him is to invalidate you in the eyes of the person who hears it.